The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, the festive season is in full swing. Thousands of people are returning home for Christmas, and many families have their own special traditions or rituals at this time of year. But what about those who are not originally from Ireland but now call this country home? How will they be spending the 25th of December? Well, Josh Crosby has been finding out.
My name is Maciek. I'm living in Ireland for 20 years. We are now in the Polish shop. That's the most famous and probably the oldest Polish shop in Dublin. We got everything from Poland. You know, whatever people are missing from Poland, they will find it here. Yeah?
We're getting close to Christmas. I'm sure it's busier than ever.
Oh yes, it's exactly. People are preparing, you know, for the Christmas Eve, because for us Christmas are starting on the Christmas Eve, 24th of December. Yeah, so by the Polish tradition, everything we need to be prepared for that day. And on this day, 24th, Christmas Eve, we are eating 12 dishes.
12 dishes?
12 dishes. This is the Polish traditional table, yeah? We can eat fish, yeah? So fish is our traditional dish, yeah? And most traditional fish is carp, yeah?
The big meal is on the 24th. And
yes.
Then what day are the presents done with the children?
After the dinner.
When does Santa come?
Santa is coming on that night, so when we are sitting to the table, yeah, probably most of the presents are already beneath the tree.
For Polish people who are living in Dublin, will they be coming in here now to buy food from home?
For example, we're going to sell the fish, yeah, the carp. Everything is imported from Poland. We will receive the fish next week, just 2 days before the Christmas Eve, yeah, because it needs to be fresh. Yeah.
So people are putting in their orders?
Yes, they are making the orders. It's madness.
Hello, everybody. My name is Sylvia. I'm the owner of Smacznego Bistro Bar on Moore Street. And we are very busy at the moment preparing the Polish dishes for Christmas.
What's a typical traditional Polish dish?
We prepare bigos, sour cabbage dish, wild mushroom soup.
And what's bigos?
Bigos, it's a sour cabbage with sausage and pork meat and tomatoes inside and wild mushrooms.
And is it only at Christmas time that people eat this?
We eat it all year, but especially for Christmas time and New Year, when you have hangover, the sour cabbage is very good.
Okay, and maybe some Irish listeners will take that as a tip.
We have loads of Irish customers. I think they like our food because they come back to us.
Okay. And the hangover cure as well?
Sometimes, yeah. The sour dishes are very good for hangover. I recommend it to everybody.
Good to know.
Our kids have a Santa twice a year.
Twice a year. They're spoiled. Very
it
lucky.
It was already 6th of December. They expect presents whenever they can. Whenever they're able to get something, they try to get.
Well, all the best now and happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Where is home for you originally?
I'm from Nigeria.
Nigeria.
Yes.
And do you celebrate Christmas?
Yes, we do. Oh, different dishes we do on Christmas. There are a lot of things. Families, we do masquerade, we do costumes, a lot of costumes and little children, they go for celebration from morning to evening.
What type of costumes? Like Santa Claus?
No, we have a traditional masquerade where you put on costume, you cover your face, they don't know who is that person. All the celebration on the 25th, on the 26th, on the New Year days, going from family to family. It's present 25th, that day, on the Christmas day, that's the day your father, your parents will buy you clothes, you know, something like that.
What's the traditional dish? Is it turkey or?
Yeah, we do turkey, chicken, beef, rice, our local dish, African salad, we call abacha.
A big spread.
Big spread. You know, we normally eat all from root crops, you know.
Best crops on Christmas Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, my name is Nelly. I'm from Bolivia.
And how long are you living in Ireland, Nelly?
14 years.
14 years. Yeah. You're like a real dove now.
This is my second home. Yeah. I love Ireland. Yeah.
Tell me, how is Christmas celebrated back in Bolivia?
Oh, it's like it's family. It's big one. It's big tradition, the Christmas. It's like, but we have a dinner in 24 at 12. At 12 in the middle of the 24, in the night.
At night time?
Yeah, at night.
Midnight?
Yeah, midnight. Okay. Yeah.
Big meal?
It's big. Yeah, it's very big meal and just with all family or friends, it's all welcome, yeah.
What's a traditional dish?
The traditional dish is picana or roast pork.
Pekana is...
It's like it's coming with the pork and chicken, and then it's coming with the traditional white corn, like chili, red chili or yellow chili. It's kind of like look like a soup.
So it's a late night. All the children are up very late.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And what day do the children receive presents?
After the dinner. Yeah, yeah. We just after finish, we say Happy Christmas everything, and then we just give the gifts.
We all have our own traditions. Some are more popular than others, and some are starting to fade away. But from speaking with those from around the world, coming together with family and friends is the common theme. At a time when many businesses close and society goes into holiday mode, there are also religions that don't celebrate Christmas, and there are religions that mark it in their own way.
My name is Sheikh Dr. Umar Al-Qadri. I was born in Pakistan but grew up in the Netherlands from the age of one, and I have been in Ireland for the past 23 years.
For yourselves and for your religion, how will you spend this time of year?
As Muslims, we do not celebrate Christmas, but we obviously do take part in various different activities that are connected with Christmas, whether this is exchange of gifts with our neighbors or being invited at Christmas parties at work. It also is an opportunity for us as Muslims to connect with Jesus Christ, because as Muslims we believe in the Holy Prophet of God, Jesus. We believe him to be one of the most noblest prophets of God. So it's a time when as a community we choose to talk about the Islamic perspectives of Jesus Christ and Virgin Mary. We talk about the commonalities between the Muslim and the Christian faith. But as a community, because we don't celebrate Christmas, it doesn't mean that our neighbors don't. So we obviously, if we have neighbors that do celebrate Christmas, we use the opportunity to give them Christmas presents. My neighbors, for example, at the occasion of Eid, they send us gifts, and we also do the same when it comes to Christmas to them. But I think people choose to spend the time with their family, whether they celebrate Christmas or not. And that's what I think Christmas is really all about, to spend time together, to have, you know, family time and to look out for each other.
And you mentioned the gifts. It has become very commercialized. It's quite difficult to escape it, whether ads on TV, posters in shops. So for children then, does it start conversations, or maybe in the classroom with their friends, they're getting presents? That's sharing of cultural differences and traditions again. It starts from a young age.
It does, yes. But our children, when it comes to Christmas, don't expect that they are going to be given a Christmas, you know, gift. But what does happen is that because teachers of our children are of the Christian faith, our children give gifts to the teachers.
My name is Anikant Kamble, and I'm from Mumbai, India. I'm in Dublin in Ireland since like last 4 months. Everything is pretty new. I'm getting used to new culture, new things. It's been good. I mean, better than India.
When we talk about cultures, you're an Indian Buddhist.
Yeah.
Christmas time here now in Ireland. How do you celebrate it? How do you mark the occasion?
On 6th of December, there is the death anniversary of Dr. Ambedkar, who is the, you know, emancipator of the oppressed communities, oppressed castes in India. So we remember him on that day.
Is the 25th of December also a significant date?
Yeah, 25th of December. So we have two important events on that day. So first is, of course, the Christmas. We celebrate the Christmas. And other day is the Manusmriti Dahan Divas. We can take one a paper and write the name of that book, and we burn that as a symbol. As a Buddhist, we celebrate the Christmas.
And now this will be your first Christmas away from home.
Yeah.
How will you spend this time of year in Ireland?
At Dublin Buddhist Center, we have, like, you know, special puja of the Buddha on the Christmas day. They call it here the Celtic Buddhism. So they will offer, you know, the Irish way of prayers to the Buddha. So it is arranged by, of course, native Irish people here. So this will be my first experience in Ireland.
When you're away from home, it can be comforting to have a community to share special moments with. Being around family and friends in another country can connect you to home. And of course, the more the merrier for the Christmas celebrations.
Of course, there is a time for a party, you know. So partying for another 2 days, yeah. Just eating, big feast, drinks. Even in my family, we are trying to do something like you know, like local, like Turkey as well, you know. So
you get the best of both worlds.
Exactly. So brilliant. We are smart. We know how to do this, you know, and yeah, how to make more kilograms on the body. Zdrowych, wesołych świąt. Happy and Merry Christmas to all the listeners.
How will Bolivians living in Dublin celebrate? Do they meet up?
the same. We just keep in the same tradition. Yes.
It's that reminder, that connection to home.
I know. Yes. Yeah. Remind us. Feliz Navidad, Happy Christmas, and Prospero Año Nuevo is like Happy New Year.
How will you celebrate Christmas here now in Ireland?
In Ireland, like me, I'm here. There's nothing I can do. I go walk on that day. Those who cannot walk, they will meet in a pub or somewhere, drink. But
yeah, Guinness is popular in Nigeria, isn't it?
Yeah, Guinness is, after Ireland, Nigeria is the number one Guinness in the world, you know.
Why do the Nigerians like Guinness?
Oh, it's lovely. Black is beautiful. Black is beautiful.
And that report from the Josh Crosby, that man on the streets of Dublin saying he's going to make more kilograms on the body over Christmas. And so say all of us, I suspect.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.